Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Moonshot by Mike Massimino, a NASA astronaut who worked on the Hubble Space Telescope. Sophie, you and I have both read this one, and I gotta say, it totally reframed how I think about big goals.
Hey there, Sam. Yeah, this book really got me. Massimino's whole point is that the Apollo moon landing wasn't about a few geniuses. It was about thousands of regular people who just refused to accept that something was impossible. And that's a lesson for all of us.
Right? And he starts with this wild fact that when JFK gave that speech in 1961, the US had only 15 minutes of human spaceflight experience. Like, total. They had no idea how to navigate in space, how to keep people alive for days, how to land on another world. None of it.
Exactly. And the technology didn't exist. The materials didn't exist. But they had a deadline and a determination to meet it. Massimino says that's the key. You become ready by doing, not by preparing. Waiting until you know everything is a recipe for never starting.
Yeah, that hit me hard. I mean, how many times have I put off something because I didn't feel ready? The book just demolishes that excuse. The Apollo engineers didn't know how to build a moon rocket, so they built one anyway and figured it out along the way.
And they crashed a lot of prototypes. They failed constantly. But the culture was that failure wasn't the end, it was data. The Apollo 1 fire killed 3 astronauts, and instead of quitting, they investigated, fixed the problems, and kept going. That takes real guts.
Totally. And Massimino talks about psychological safety, which is this idea that people need to feel safe to speak up and admit mistakes. In a high-stakes environment like NASA, the worst thing isn't someone pointing out a problem. It's someone staying silent because they're afraid of looking stupid.
Right. And that applies to any team, any workplace. If you can't say, "I messed up," without getting punished, you're never going to learn. The best teams aren't the ones with the smartest people. They're the ones where people feel safe to be honest.
There's a story in the book about Apollo 13, where an explosion crippled the spacecraft. The engineers on the ground had to figure out how to fit a square carbon dioxide filter into a round hole using only the stuff on the ship. And they did it.
Because they refused to accept that the situation was hopeless. They kept looking for solutions. That's the moonshot mindset. Combine bold ambition with practical realism. You know the goal is almost impossibly hard, but you believe you can do it anyway.
Yeah, and Massimino breaks it down into principles. Set a clear, inspiring goal. Break it into small steps. Get feedback and iterate. And just keep going. Every failure is a step closer to success if you learn from it.
And he emphasizes preparation and simulation. The astronauts spent years training for every possible scenario, including emergencies. So when things went wrong, they had built the mental resilience to handle it. You can't predict everything, but you can prepare for the unexpected.
One thing I really appreciated was his focus on teamwork. The popular image is the lone hero astronaut, but the reality is thousands of people behind the scenes. The suits, the trajectories, the engines. No one person could have done alone.
And that's something we often lose in our modern culture. We're told to be independent to compete. But the great achievements are always collaborative. Massimino says we need to recover that sense of shared purpose, to be willing to ask for help and contribute to something bigger.
Honestly, the book made me rethink my own assumptions. He challenges you to ask, what would you attempt if you knew you couldn't fail? And then start working toward it, even if you have no idea how you'll get there.
That's the big takeaway for me. The limits we perceive are often not real. They're just assumptions we've accepted, without questioning. The Apollo engineers didn't know landing on the moon was impossible, so they just did it.
Yeah, and Massimino writes with such authority because he's lived it. He talks about his own training for Hubble repairs, the fear, the doubt, the exhilaration of spacewalking. It's not just theory for him.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a solid deal. But back to the book, my one big takeaway is that the impossible is just a problem waiting to be solved. You don't have to be a genius. You just have to start and keep going.
Exactly. Moonshot is a reminder that we're capable of far more than we think. If we can land a man on the moon, we can do anything. The only question is whether we have the courage to try. We'll see you in the next one.